I've said it before and I'll say it again. I have tremendous respect for musicians, for singers, songwriters who get into the music business, who continue to not only perform but to create new works. And with me are two of them, singer-songwriter Tim Thompson, joined by producer, co-writer, bassist Doug Neal, to talk about the release of a new CD titled Glory Someday. Welcome, gentlemen. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's just marvelous. I mean, the endurance, the trials and tribulations. Have you ever had the, I'm just going to bag it and go work at Home Depot feeling?
Oh, sure. That's happened many times. But the art always prevailed. I just, you know, the staying in it because, you know, you have to, you know, and just feel compelled to play music and write music. It just, when that feeling goes away, then...
Big trouble.
Then I'll stop.
Yeah. How about you, Doug?
Well, yes. I went to work for Home Depot, and they fired me for singing in the aisle.
You know, it's understandable. They have an image to maintain.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
I was singing If I Had a Hammer.
Why do I ask these questions of you?
I'm sorry.
That's why I brought it along.
Yeah. Thanks, Tim. All right. Tim and I met years ago when I did an interview with you. You came to my attention as a really exceptional singer-songwriter. Tell me, kind of give me the overview of your career. Have you always been a solo artist or worked with a full band? How do you operate and where might the general public, our listeners who aren't placing the name Tim Thompson, where would they have seen you or heard you?
Most recently, until August, I was at the Edge of Texas Steakhouse and Restaurant for 14 years.
Yeah.
Just playing solo there.
Yeah, you were big draw for people going out there. I mean, that was part of the experience.
It was a lot of fun. You helped. Good memories out there for me.
Oh, yeah. So. But you were always solo there?
Yes.
Where and when have you played in a band?
Well, I played in a band called City Limits back in the early 80s here in El Paso.
My God, that's right.
And then I went to Dallas and played with several bands out in the Dallas area. One was called Night Flight, and we played at Billy Bob's and all through the North Texas area and Oklahoma.
So you did the road gigs,
right,
the road warrior things.
I was with a local group here called Sippin' Whiskey as well.
Oh, my.
It was
okay.
A three-man trio, and we traveled through New Mexico, Arizona, and Laughlin, Nevada, we played there.
Oh, man, so you've done your time.
done enough of the traveling
the
thing, absolutely, sure.
Yeah, we were talking before the interview about how making music it would happen for free. We just need to be paid to travel.
Set up
and tear down. Yes, all these lovely adjunct things that performers need to do. And, Doug, how did you meet Tim? How far back does that go?
We were talking about that, in the 70s, maybe?
No, it was in the 80s, early 80s.
Early 80s. We were doing a show with Jerry Lee Lewis and with Moon Pie.
Mm-hmm.
The promoter came up to me and said, we want to open up the show with a local guy, which mm-hmm. was Tim. So we backed Tim up on some few songs as an opening act.
Nice.
For Moon Pie, which was the opening act for Jerry Lee Lewis,
mm-hmm.
who had a broken leg.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, he did have a
remember, he was
yeah.
banging on the, he was banging like, on the piano.
He was like an hour and a half
casting.
Late. His
yeah.
plane was late. It was pretty wild.
Ah, the memories. Well,
That's where we first met, anyway.
Yeah, before we reminisce further, I don't want to neglect plugging your Glory Someday, your new CD. Tell me about it.
Well, it's a CD project of Christian songs that I've written and Doug and I have written, and also some standards such as The Old Rugged Cross and
mm-hmm.
Wayfarer and Stranger
mm-hmm.
and
Paul Dillon's song.
And a Paul Dillon song, a local
guy
here in El Paso, a great musician.
Are these songs you've done for a long time or that you gathered for this album?
This is for this album.
Nice.
And so I'm very excited about it. The reason Doug and I were talking about earlier today, the reason we're so excited about it is because it's kind of a diverse works are on it. We've got everything from folk to bluegrass kind of stuff to rhythm and blues to gospel to rock and roll. Good stuff.
It's really exciting. You know, I was just talking with Hard Road, Steve Smith and Chris Sanders here recently, and we were talking kind of about the same thing where the arts and performances are not pigeonholed stylistically quite unless you choose to do that with your own artwork, you're free to wander all over the different styles and traditions in the same album. And really the connecting thread is the musician, yourselves. And that's it. You stitch all these different things together, which makes for a very exciting recording.
I think so, too.
Steve's actually on one of the cuts.
Yes, Steve Smith. You were telling me. On which cut is he on?
Someone in My Heart.
Playing mandolin.
Ooh, Someone in My Heart. Yeah. Well, all right. Why don't we give that a little listen right now, a little clip off of Someone in My Heart, off of the new Glory Someday CD, and then we'll be right back to talk a little more to singer-songwriter Tim Thompson and his producer, co-writer, and bassist, Doug Neal.